How are you?
Fine.
I don't talk very plain. I just had a tooth pulled.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Well, number two. I called Clark Clifford. You're all right on that anti-ballistic missile. We're in good shape on it.
Good.
Number three. Mr. Thomas Eagle of California was the thief. They stuck him for $60,000. I understand there's a circuit judge, two or four excellent circuit judges out in that general area. And I learned from the other circuit judges that with mine, having Tommy on the bench. Well, I want to help him back to him, but he just made it right now.
Well, if you want him to have it, tell him to come see me and slip in. Just tell Jim Jones to come down. We'll talk about it, and I'll look into it tonight. I'm going to see the Attorney General tomorrow. We do have a 4-5. You know the difficulties I have in appointing a Republican. I've appointed a few, but I have uncharted hell. You know, every Paul Douglas in the country just says I sell out. And,
gotta give us one now.
Oh yes, I give you a good many. I mean, I'm not bad about appointing Republicans. Matter of fact, I've reappointed practically every Republican that Eisenhower ever appointed anything. They say I've got the best record of any president ever, even with
I think you're right.
Even with the ambassadors, I keep appointing them. I don't know whether David Bruce is a Democrat or Republican. I don't know whether Dillon was a Democrat or Republican. I don't know whether Henry Cabot Lodge is a Democrat or Republican, but he was Nixon's running mate. And I not only have sent him to Vietnam twice, but I sent him to Germany, his key post that he selected. And I've appointed a good many to other places, but I appointed most of these folks because I think it's right and fair, and because you want me to. And you've got real influence with me, because by God, I got influence with you. And I believe in keeping the books balanced, and I want them balanced, and I want to do more than the other fellow does, because I don't want to be shoddy and cheap and be an asker and never a giver. So if this is what you want, just lay it on the line, speak plain English, and if I can, I damn sure do it.
Well, I'd love to help.
All right. Just tell him to call Jim Jones and tell him the president said that he liked him and he liked you. And by God, when you ask for something, I try to do it, and I sure will. I'll call you when they run into trouble with the Attorney General, if any, and I'll get right back in touch with you. If not, it'll be done.
Yeah. Now hold your hat. Right. You remember how I told you about education who was down at the Ivy?
Yeah?
And then I was down with there's an ambassadorship over in Ireland.
Listen, I've got 4,000 Irish candidates already, plus two big contributing Jews.
Well, then the thing to do is to take a Protestant Gentile.
I'm afraid I can't do that. I'm afraid I've gone too far, but I'll see if there's anything else where he might fit in.
Yeah, well, there are some others. Burma, but that's the only one.
Yeah, Burmans, they got an aid one there.
Yeah,
I've got one or two. I think I've got a Uruguay one. No, Latin America would be pretty good.
Well, maybe.
But let me look, and I'll get a rundown on him. Is he an aide now?
Yeah.
All right. Ed Session.
Oh, he's been a couple of years out in Bangkok. And he knows his way. The guy is one of the deepest fellows I know.
Okay. I'll look at it, but I'll work on the Kiko thing.
Okay.
Say, Everett.